It's time for live Tri-County High School basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves.
Hello, Franklin fans. The Purple Devils basketball is live on the air.
Hello, Morris. Mustangs basketball is on the air.
I am Billy Blake, and it's time for the Section 4 Class D playoff basketball on WCDO. The Franklin Purple Devils come into this game with a perfect record, 19 wins, 0 losses.
I'm Harry Graves, and the Mustangs have amassed a record of 15-4, and they are ready to play basketball.
And Harry and myself are here at the Duo Arena on the SUNY Oneonta campus for the first of two games here on this Saturday afternoon. We have another game coming up later on as well.
It will be boys in action a little bit later this evening. The other game is also a Class D championship contest. The boys game, as we said, it will feature Marathon, the Olympians, going up against the Morris Mustang boys team to determine who will continue on to represent the Southern Tier when they take on Section 3 next week in the New York State tournament that's getting underway. It's what we call the regional, Section 3 against Section 4. Well, this afternoon's kickoff show on WCDO is being brought to you by the fine folks at Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Center, right there on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, New York, for the very best in pre-owned trucks, cars, SUVs, minivans, all backed up by expert service. See the professional sales staff or give them a call at Sydney, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, the players, and the fans the very best throughout this game today and the rest of the season.
And this place is packed, Harry. That's one of the first things I noticed, a great showing from both Franklin and Morris for this game. Before both teams even took the court for pregame warm-ups, you already had fans from both sides filing in. The Duo Arena is packed right now. This is going to be a very loud arena in a few minutes when this game tips off.
For those of you who happen to not recognize Billy Blake, although he did football for us on WCDO during the football season, he is the voice of the Oneonta Red Dragons and is seen on the local cablevision channel from time to time. Last time I was watching a game, it was less than packed in this arena. I will say no more than that. We've got basketball coming up for you. The teams are on the court right now doing their thing, getting ready to go. The officiating team is here, and we're going to have basketball for you coming up in just a moment on WCDO.
Hork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by for the best deal on your next vehicle, and Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
That's a weird-looking GPS.
It's actually a McDonald's Filet-O-Fish finder. Its one and only job is to find tasty, delicious, one-of-a-kind Filet-O-Fish sandwiches. It hones right in on that delicious tangy tartar sauce and melty cheese, getting closer by the second.
I need to get one of those.
Now you'll find two Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $3.33. Or one Filet-O-Fish and a large fry, also just $3.33. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Price of single item posted on menu board.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just a dollar.
All day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for a dollar right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just a dollar.
Whoa. Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Ooh, even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking.
That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
For 85 years, the people of Maravido have delivered energy, fuel, and food service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Maravido people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Maravido, our people make energy different.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter, the area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Billy Blake and Harry Graves back with you here on the campus of SUNY Oneonta at the Duar Arena. Franklin and Morris are moments away from tip-off. We have a little less than 4 minutes to go on the clock as both teams continue to warm up, and we will continue on with our pregame show here on WCDO, Harry. And one thing about these two teams, Tri-Valley League West Division rivals, and they are no strangers to each other. This is their third game this season against each other, and both games have gone Franklin's way, but they were close. A 70-61 final score when the two teams played at Franklin, and then when they played in Morris, Franklin escaped with a 56-51 victory. So the Purple Devils have two wins, but by very close margins.
Yep, someone made the remark, they've come within 10 twice.
Yep.
And I thought that was a good way of saying it. Incidentally, we've seen all of these Franklin players before. You and I broadcast the game up from Fulton, and and we did games all over the place in soccer. Well, believe it or not, every member of this basketball team for the Purple Devils played on one of those soccer teams. So we're seeing old friends in that sense of the word.
And that would be remarkable for them. What a year athletically if they were to win. You know, they won the sectional title in the fall for soccer, and now to come back in the winter and win a sectional title in basketball. What a ride for this group of girls at Franklin. And also, too, this is the first time in girls' program history for basketball they have made the sectional finals. Add to that the fact they're 19-0 in the number one seed. Lots of things looking good for Franklin going into this game, but they still have unfinished business with Morris as we get ready for tip-off.
Well, we have the Franklin fans all the way across the court as we see a lot of purple over behind the scoring table. Behind us, the Morris Lady Mustangs fans, and they're going to be sitting right here in the second game against Marathon when the boys will take on their championship quest. Starting lineups for the Morris Lady Mustangs. Starting is number three. That is going to be Kelsey Webster. Webster is a senior. Also in there, number four, that is Haley Wist. She's a junior. Amanda Flint, a senior, rounds out that 3-4-5 combination. And then we have a break in the numbering. Number 15, Alexis Borgiat, a junior, will be playing. Also, will be number 24, McKenna Hungerford. She rounds out the starters for the Morris Mustangs. The Morris Mustangs also have five sophomores on this team. For the Purple Devils, Marissa Cauley, number 10, a junior. Kristen Heidenreich, a senior. It will be Mariah McNeely, a freshman. Number 23, Jordan Beers, continuing to work her magic. She's a junior. And number 24, Haley Downen. So you heard the beep of the horn, and in just momentarily we will be having the introductions being introduced by John Horn, our stadium announcer, and with that, we will take a time out. We'll be right back. You're listening to WCDO.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, and we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Billy Blake and Harry Graves back at the 2R Arena. We are moments away from getting this game underway between the Franklin Purple Devils and the Morris Mustangs. And a couple more things to point out here as we get set for the tip. That go-to player for Franklin will be Jordan Beers, clearly, Harry. She had 38 points in the semifinal win over Southern Cayuga. She is a five-year varsity player. She's been on this varsity team since seventh grade, and she has over 1,800 points in her varsity career. So for Morris, it's going to be shutting her down. Coach Rhoda Flint for the Mustangs knows that. They have to shut her down, and that might even be impossible to do. Maybe just limit her touches and try to make the other four players on Franklin beat them. As for Morris, they have played very well in the sectional tournament because they have gotten out to great starts in first quarters. In the first quarter of that semifinal win, they outscored Davenport 17-5. So in the first 8 minutes of this game, this first quarter will be crucial for the Mustangs to get off to a good start and continue to play well in the first half, and that has allowed them to have all this success in the sectional play.
Well, we have the teams being introduced. I made mention before that John Horn, who happens to be the stadium announcer over at Damaski Fields for the Oneonta Outlaws all summer long, is here indoors at the field house at SUNY Oneonta this evening and throughout the entire tournament. Talk about the entire tournament. Coming up next week, it will be the Class D girls, the Class D boys, the Class C girls. All of those games are going to be played right here in Oneonta. Coverage of this game today is being brought to you by the fine folks in the law offices of Dolores Fogarty in Unadilla. Also by Shandello Federal Credit Union up in Franklin, and by Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, as well as Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, New York. Everybody backing the local teams throughout this season. So we have had now the introductions of the fans and the introductions of the players and the reactions of the fans, and you end up with having a whole lot of noise. So I'm certain that our old buddy Joe Gardner back at the studio is trying to set the levels to get rid of all of the background noise and still make this game so that you can hear it. Listeners from all over the place are already logging in on the internet. So listening to streaming audio, we want to send out a welcome to Andover, Minnesota, to Boston, Massachusetts, to Gloucester, Massachusetts, to Newark, California, and to Red Bank, New Jersey, among a whole bunch of other places right here in the great state of New York. Penn Yan and Albany have already checked in. So everybody is congratulating each other, and we're going to be ready to go momentarily. The opponent for this particular playoff game has already been decided. The opponent from Section 3 is going to be Oriskany. Last Wednesday night, Oriskany stopped New York Mills by a 40-37 score to earn their way here to Oneonta coming up this next Saturday. These two teams battling it out right now to see who will represent Section 4. We're almost going to have a moment of silence here as everybody does their thing and gets ready to go.
And Harry, we talked about some of the players to watch for Franklin, including Jordan Beers. On the other side of things, for Morris, Kelsey Webster, she's a senior. She had 13 points in the Mustang semifinal win over Davenport. She will certainly be a player to watch. And also, too, McKenna Hungerford really did a great job on the glass for the Mustangs, 12 rebounds in that semifinal win. So expect a big game from Hungerford down low to pick up the glass.
Now the three officials working the game tonight, Jamie O'Donnell. We've got John Rockefeller. I recognize him. We've also got Reese Lachansky, so veteran officials who are working this game tonight. Both teams meeting with the coaches. The game ball has already been placed in the hands of John Rockefeller. He is the charge official today, and we're just about ready to go.
Are you ready, Franklin?
John Horn doing a good job of getting the crowd going. The ball is going to be controlled by Franklin.
Jordan Beers gets it over to her teammate, Mariah McNeely, on the right wing. Skipped across to Heidenreich. Down low is Haley Down, and she drives up with the right hand. That's no good. And it nearly goes out of bounds, but it's saved by Morris. Rebounded by Amanda Flint, the senior. Morris and their visiting blue jerseys outlined in white, going from left to right in this first quarter. Franklin and their home white jerseys outlined in purple from right to left. Franklin in a zone defense. Ball over to Kelsey Webster on the left wing. Webster is a lefty. She shoots it. That's off the back rim. Took a couple of bounces, and now it's rebounded by Franklin. Haley Downen, the senior, rebounds it for the Purple Devils.
Yeah, Downen immediately gets rid of the basketball, going off to Jordan Beers.
Ball skipped across top of the key, and that will go out of bounds. That's a turnover on Franklin. Haley Downen, the senior, at the top of the key, not ready to catch that ball. And it's Mustang ball right at center court with 7:07 to play in the first quarter. Still no score. Amanda Flint running the point guard for the Mustangs. Ball the right wing to Forget. Forget still with it. Now down in the corner to McKenna Hungerford. Skipped across to Flint. Flint a runner in the lane. Off the backboard is good. And the Mustangs strike first.
So 2-0 is our score. It's interesting because the game the other day, I would see people not scoring until very late, mid-quarter. This one underway at about a minute.
Heidenreich ties it, looks down low to Cauley. Cauley at the foul line. Skips it over to McNeely. McNeely tries a three. That's no good. Rebounded by Flint. Amanda Flint bringing it back up for the Mustangs. Ball skipped over to Kelsey Webster. Webster drives in, picks up her dribble. Kicks it back out, and that will be a backcourt violation on the Mustangs. That pass was well over the head of Amanda Flint.
Both coaches up, walking around, shouting out instructions to their various players.
Marissa Cauley running the point now on this possession for the Purple Devils. Ball on the left wing to Jordan Beers. Beers with a shot off the dribble. That's a three. No good. Rebounded by the Mustangs. That was McKenna Hungerford on the glass. And Hungerford just hands it off to Flint, who brings it slowly up the court.
Chelsea Webster yells out instructions from the far side, and the ball back out at the top of the key.
Webster with it. Down inside to Haley Wiss, and that shot's no good. Loose ball picked up by the Mustangs. They get a fresh 30-second shot clock. There's a three. That one's blocked by Mariah McNeely, and it's a loose ball in the paint and a traveling call on Franklin, as that was
traveling violation, actually.
Haley Downing called for the traveling. It looked like it might have been a jump ball, but Downing had possession, went to the ground, and she was called for the travel. Ball back to Flynn at the top of the key.
And, of course, the fans react to everything today.
Webster will try a 15-footer, and she gets that to go. And the Mustangs up 4-0. And very much like we've seen throughout the sectional play, the Mustangs playing good basketball in the opening minutes.
3 minutes have gone by, and it's a 4-0 Morris ball game.
Mariah McNeely, the freshman, has it. Picks up her dribble. Gets it to Cauley. Cauley looking for Heidenreich, but they weren't on the same page. That's another Franklin turnover. Morris comes with it the other way. It's Amanda Flint running the point. Ball over to Webster. Webster back to Flint. She thought about the three and kicks it over to Forget. Forget skips to Webster. Down low. It's a good pass to Haley Wist, and Wist uses the glass, and it's 6-0 Morris.
6-0 Morris, and three players having scored. Numbers 3, 4, and 5. Webster, Wist, and Flint.
Jordan Beers takes it up court for Franklin. Gets a screen, keeps her dribble, drives around, dishes it off to Heidenreich, who kicks it back out to the top of the key to Downing. Downing finds Cauley inside, and now we have a jump ball. Possession arrow favors the Mustangs. All Morris in the first three or so minutes of this game. 4:23 to go, first quarter. Morris 6, Franklin nothing. This is a Morris team, again, that has lost twice already this season to Franklin. Looking to beat them for the first time this year and advance to the regional tournament. There's a turnover. Jordan Beers takes the ball away, and she will go coast to coast and finish with the right hand for the easy layup.
Yeah, there was no question about that one. And now you see why Jordan Beers is the person who ends up getting her hands on that basketball and doing it all. She's got a lot of points this year.
Kelsey Webster is fouled, and she will go to the line for two shots. That foul's on number 12, Kristen Heidenreich.
That is the first for Heidenreich, actually the first for any player on either team.
So Kelsey Webster, the senior, will go to the line for two shots. 3:57 to go, first quarter. A 6-2 lead for Morris. And Webster calmly knocks down the first of two free throws. Coach Rhonda Flint for Morris and Coach Mike Dutcher for the Franklin Purple Devils. Nearly neither team has made a sub just yet. No players at the check-in table either. And Webster makes both free throws. It's an 8-2 Morris lead. Beers again running the point guard for the Purple Devils. Ball over to Heidenreich on the left wing. Back to Beers. Beers now dribbles to the other side of the court. Beers, using her right hand, skips it over to Heidenreich. Heidenreich shot too much on that one from the elbow. And now a foul. And that will be a foul on Franklin.
Oh.
Jordan Beers tried to draw the charge, but instead she is called for the block.
That was a very interesting one because depending on how you see it, you get the other person involved. Mike Dutcher up off the bench saying, what are you talking about? She said her absolutely was in position. Regardless, it's now two personal fouls against the Franklin Purple Devils.
Eighth grader Paige Fairchild has checked in for the Purple Devils, replacing Kristen Heidenreich. There's a miss for the Mustangs, but they get the offensive rebound. Alexis Forger was there. There's a shot from Amanda Flint. That one is no good. And that one's rebounded by the Purple Devils, and we have a foul on the floor, and that will be on Kelsey Webster.
Love watching John Rockefeller. He is such a good official. When he looks at the bench, you know exactly who the foul was on. He's very deliberate by getting those fingers up there.
Marissa Cauley goes all the way to the hoop. Nobody on Morris picked her up. And Marissa Cauley with an easy right-handed layup. A miscommunication on the defensive end for Morris.
And our score is 8-4. Morris on top.
Mustangs look to counter. Amanda Flint with it. Ball skipped over to Webster. Now it's Forget. Down to Hungerford. Hungerford's shot is short. That was an air ball. But it comes right back to number 15, Alexis Forge, and she has her shot blocked. Here's Cauley for Franklin the other way, a full head of steam, and she was looking up to Paige Fairchild, and that pass is a bit high, and that's a turnover on Franklin. Pretty fast pace, Harry, in the opening minutes of this game. 2:36 to go, first quarter. Morris with an 8-4 lead over Franklin.
Both of the sides of this arena pretty much equally full. There are still seats available, but you can call it full house.
Ball over to Flint. Now to Webster. Webster will shoot the three. That's off the back rim. Rebounded by the Purple Devils. And it's Jordan Beers the other way. Jordan Beers looks to go coast to coast. She goes up with the left hand. She can't finish, but she draws the foul, and she will shoot two.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be probably on Kelsey Webster. I'll wait for the fingers to go up, but yep, it is. So it is going to be Kelsey Webster picking up her second and the team's second. It's going to send Jordan Beers back to the line again. She has two. No, she doesn't.
And Beers, the first shot rims in and out, and Coach Flint for the Mustangs will leave Kelsey Webster in the ballgame with two fouls and 2:16 to go in the first quarter. Beers makes the second free throw, so she does get one out of two, and it's an 8-5 Mustangs lead. Flint brings it up court for Morris. Ball over to Forgett. Forgett skips it over to Webster. Back to Forgett. Now Hungerford. Lots of ball movement by the Mustangs. It's Flint. Flint dribbles. She loses it, but the Mustangs recover. It's Hungerford down inside, and she's blocked by Marissa Cauley. Cauley gets it over to Beers. Beers crosses half court, dribbles with the left hand, into the left corner, picks her up a dribble. Skipped across to Marissa Cauley. Cauley with a shot off the dribble. That's off the back rim. Long rebound comes out to Morris's Haley Wist.
So Wist manages to grab that one. You'll notice there's some players that sort of have stick 'em on their fingers, and anything that comes their way, they're managing to snare. That's the case with Wist on that one.
Turnover on Morris. Morris pleading for a kick ball, and there is a late whistle as Franklin, they had a two-on-one fast break the other way, but the officials do say it's a kick ball, and possession stays with Morris as the Mustangs will sub for the first time today.
Yeah, it's going to be Alexis Forgett who steps out. Now they actually call her back into the game, and it'll be, Wist stepping out.
Lexi Bookout, the sophomore, checks in, replacing Kelsey Webster, who has two fouls. Officials over at the scorer's table trying to... Oh, they were switching the shot clock. 23 seconds in the shot clock. And Morrison bounds it over to Flint.
1:22 showing on the clock, period number one.
Flint fakes a three, drives inside, and gets it to go. Amanda Flint with a running shot from the foul line. And it's a 10-5 lead for Morris.
Yeah, and Flint has 4 points. She and Kelsey Webster are tied in that department.
Jordan Beers with it. Picks up her dribble down inside to Downen. Downen goes up no good. Downen gets her own rebound and puts it back in. Haley Downen with some points for the Purple Devils. And it's a 3-point game under a minute to play in the first quarter. Ball down inside, skipped over to Bookout. Bookout, the sophomore. That's an air ball. She had too much on that one. And it's a turnover on the Mustangs as McKenna Hungerford throws that ball out of bounds. 37.9 to go, first quarter, a 10-7 lead for Morris. Jordan Beers slowly brings it up the court for the Purple Devils. There's about a 6-second differential between the shot clock and the game clock. Beers keeps her dribble down inside to Cauley. Cauley goes up off the glass. She was too strong. That one was all glass and no rim. Morris with the ball and the shot clock turned off. They can hold for the last shot of the quarter. Hungerford in the corner. 10 seconds to play. Over to Forgett. Now skipped over to Bookout. Back out to Flint. 5 seconds to go. Forgett will shoot. That one's no good. Rebounded by the Purple Devils. And Jordan Beers will just heave one up as the horn sounds, but that one is nowhere close. And we are through the first 8 minutes of play. It is the Morris Mustangs 10, Franklin Purple Devils 7. This is High School Hoops on the Tri-County Harpy, WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCD.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Today's game also being brought to you by Otigo Family Dental, by Johnson Funeral Home in Morris, New York, by the Sydney Federal Credit Union, and by the fine folks at Bread and Butter Country Store in Harpersville.
Franklin has the ball. Billy Blake and Harry Graves with you as the second quarter is underway. The Morris Mustangs with a 10-7 lead as the second quarter starts. Franklin with possession. Jordan Beers with her dribble. Finds a wide open teammate down inside, and that's an easy layup for Mariah McNeely, the freshman. She got a good screen off the ball, and Morris lost her underneath the zone, and she had the easy layup. 10-9 game now. Kelsey Webster back in the game for the Mustangs. That shot is no good. Doesn't find the rim. Loose ball comes back out to Morris. Shot clock does not reset, though. Ball back to Flint. Now Forge it. Six on the shot clock. Ball skips to Webster. Down inside, and there's a foul on the Franklin Purple Devils. I believe that will be on Marissa Cawley, number 10. Yes, it will. That's on Cawley.
So Cawley's first personal foul, that is the team's third. Individual fouls on Cawley, Hyden, Reich, and Beers.
Haley whiffed at the line, and she misses the first of two free throws. First free throw was on target just a bit too much as it hits off the back rim. And Whiff pushes home the second free throw, so it's one of two for Haley Whiff. And the Morris Mustangs lead this one 11-9.
11 points spread over three players. Webster, Whist, Flint scored for the Morris Mustangs.
Beers down inside to Cawley. And Cawley tangled up with McKenna Hungerford. And the official will call a foul on Hungerford.
Yeah, and that is her first, team third. Both teams now with three personal fouls.
Cawley inbounds it, tries to get it out. And that one is a steal by Amanda Flint. Cawley was inbounding it, tried to get it back out to Mariah McNeely, but Amanda Flint stepped right in front and took it away. Here's Forgett for three. That's no good. Rebounded by Franklin. And Franklin turns it over. They were looking to get it up to Jordan Beers, and Alexis Forgett was right there to intercept that pass. Fresh 30-second shot clock for the Mustangs. Ball over to Forgett. Forgett picks up her dribble, skips it over to Webster. Webster will shoot. That one's missed, rebounded by Cawley. Cawley outlets it to Beers. Beers crosses half court, picks up her dribble, pull up three. That one's off the mark, rebounded by Morris. Beers with a college-range NBA three. There's two lines on this court, the high school three, which is the black line, and then the college three, which is the red line, and Jordan Beers was well behind that red line. Forgett with it. Skips it over to Flint. Now Webster. Webster back to Forgett. Forgett head fakes, dribbles off, takes a shot off the dribble, and that one rebounded by Franklin Paige Fairchild.
Yeah, the Morris Mustangs up by one.
Beers on the run, skips it over to Cawley. Cawley can't finish with the right hand, though, and it's rebounded by Morris's Alexis Forgett.
I'll tell you, that one basket lead, not very comfortable after the Mustangs had led by greater than that throughout most of the first quarter.
Webster on the left wing, skips it over to Forgett. Forgett takes the dribble, then takes it up, and there's a turnover. Fairchild comes away with it for the Purple Devils and gets it back to Beers. play is all over Beers, but Beers keeps her dribble, gets around her, and gets the runner to go. Jordan Beers goes coast-to-coast for the Purple Devils.
Yeah, and it's tied up at 11. That's the first time in this ball game that this place has been tied up. And with that, we are going to be having a timeout taken. And it's going to be taken by the Morris Mustangs. So we've got a pause in the action. Brand new ball game, 5:09, second period of play. 11-11 is our score. And you're listening to Basketball High School Hoops on WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sidney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sidney Center.
Are you ready? Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sidney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sidney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sidney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sidney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Billy Blake and Harry Graves back with you at the UR Arena on the campus of SUNY Oneonta. It is the Section 4 Class C Girls Final between the Morris Mustangs and the Franklin Purple Devils. The Purple Devils from Franklin are the overall number one seed. Morris is the number seven seed, but the seeds don't matter at this point. They're both good. They're both in the finals, and it's an 11-11 tie. As that shot by Amanda Flint is no good, rebounded by Franklin. Paige Fairchild on the glass for Franklin. She gets it over to Beers. Beers goes all the way to the hoop, off the backboard, no good, but Franklin gets the offensive rebound. Fairchild with a shot, no good. Jordan Beers, another offensive rebound, and a putback for the junior, Jordan Beers.
Yeah, and for the first time in this ball game, the Franklin Purple Devils have gone on top, 13-11, our score.
Morris with a lot of ball movement. Ball over to Hungerford, who picks up her dribble. Down inside to Wiff. Wiff goes up but can't finish. Another rebound for Paige Fairchild, the eighth grader who has come off the bench, playing really big inside for the Purple Devils. And Jordan Beers will slowly bring it up for the Purple Devils. All things going Franklin's way at this point, midway through the second quarter.
It's very interesting, Billy, in that they use Jordan Beers end-to-end. She is in every play. It's very interesting. At the other end of the court,
Pauly drives and finishes with the left. An impressive move by Pauly, who was driving on the right side of the baseline but finished with her left hand, and Franklin's up by four.
If you notice what Morris does, the long two-handed over-the-head pass where they'll just wing that ball and away it goes. Time and time again, jump ball on the court.
Jump ball, and possession arrow favors Morris. Franklin had possession, but McKenna Hungerford for the Mustangs stepped in and took the ball away, and then she got tangled up with a player on Franklin. That's what caused the jump ball. Franklin inbounds. Oh, good shot for Flint, and that's a two-pointer. Her foot was on the line. Amanda Flint with a long two-pointer for Morris.
Yeah, and she has 6 points now.
It's Beers, Fairchild, Downing, McNeely, and Cauley on the court for Franklin. Beers tries a shot. That one is short, though. A long rebound. It took an awkward bounce off the rim, but it is McKenna Hungerford for Morris who finally comes down with it. Under 3 minutes to play, second quarter. Franklin 15, Morris 13.
Don't forget, we've got another game, 6 o'clock tonight. It'll be the Marathon Olympians against the Morris Mustang boys.
Hungerford from the baseline. That's a 15-footer. She can't knock it down, though. And it's rebounded again by Paige Fairchild.
Then once again, it's going to be Jordan Beers who brings it across midcourt for the Purple Devils.
At the elbow is Cauley with it. Ball skipped over to McNeely. McNeely in the corner for three. That's an air ball. She shot that one a bit too hard, and it's rebounded by the Mustangs.
I think the Mustangs just lost her because she was all by herself over in that far corner.
Ball over to Kelsey Webster playing with two fouls. Webster left wing. That's a shot. Too much on that one as well. Jordan Mears gets the rebound, and she looks to push, but she's outnumbered. It's one against three, and she nearly beats it anyway. She went up with the right hand and just didn't get the friendly roll. Franklin keeps possession, though. Ball back to Beers. Beers gets a pick. There's a three, no good. Rebounded by Morris. Impressive play by Alexis Forget to keep it in bounds. Her body momentum was taking her out of bounds, but she was able to pass it over to Haley Wiss and keep possession with the Mustangs. 1:35 to go in the second quarter. There's a three for Forget. That's good.
Oh, there was no doubt about that one. Alexis Forget has done that time and time again, and she was just dead on this time. She hasn't been on the mark in the past.
Alexis Forget knocks down a three, and what was a somewhat lengthy scoring drought for the Mustangs. They're up by one, 16-15, and there's a foul on the Mustangs. That's on number 15, Alexis Forget.
So Forget picking up her first. John Rockefeller with his very clear, distinct signal, putting that one to the bench.
Ball inbounded to McNeely. Top of the key to Downing. Downing, the senior, was a bit short of that one off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Webster. Webster crosses half court. Gets it over to Amanda Flint, who was on the right wing, and now she dribbles over to the top of the key.
And down to 57 seconds, all that's remaining until halftime.
Flint on the left wing. Gets it over to Hungerford at the foul line. Now it's Forget on the right side of the court. Forget picks up her dribble. Over to Flint. There's five on the shot clock. Morris has to shoot. Wiss will take a shot, and it goes off the backboard and in. A good defensive possession for the Purple Devils, but Morris was able to score despite the defense. And Jordan Beers goes the other way and draws a foul as she was shooting at the elbow.
They're going to say that the foul was going to be on Haley Wiss. So that's going to send Beers to the foul line.
Haley Wiss picks up her first personal team's fifth as Jordan Beers takes the first of two free throws. And checking back in the game for Morris is number 30, Lexi Bookout. And Bookout checks out for Webster. to 16 lead for Morris as Beers sets herself and makes the second free throw as well.
Now Beers up to nine, and she has half of her team's total.
And Webster checking back in for Bookout. Coach Flint has Bookout over there, so Bookout came in and then came right back out as Webster goes back in. A 1 second differential between the shot clock and game clock. 18 to go, and there's 17 on the shot clock. Ball down inside to Wiss. That shot is off the mark. Offensive rebound for the Mustangs. That one doesn't fall. Loose ball. Both teams on the floor. And it's a jump ball. And it will be Franklin's possession.
Yeah, Wiss and Fairchild both had hands on it. Only 8.2 seconds remaining. Coach Mike Dutcher talking to one of the officials over across the way.
8.2 to go in the half. 18-17 lead for Morris. It will be down and inbounding it over to Beers. Beers will let this ball roll. Beers picks it up right at half court. Clock winds down. Shot clock is off. 4 seconds. Beers in the left corner. That's a three. Jordan Beers, no good. Rebounded by Morris, and they will not get a shot off, and that will do it for the first half.
This game being brought to you by Jess F. House Building Supply Center in Sydney Center, New York. By Cohen Frazier Builders in Franklin. By the fine folks at Mang Insurance. And by Osterhout and Madden Funeral Home in Harpersville. We are at halftime.
Halftime, and we have ourselves a seesaw battle. Morris was up by three after the first quarter. Franklin not going down without a fight. Through the first 16 minutes of play, it is the Morris Mustangs 18 and the Franklin Purple Devils 17. We will take a quick timeout on WCDO. We will come back with some first half analysis and look forward to the second half. You're listening to High School Hoops on the Tri-County Harpy, WCDO.
For 85 years, the people of Maravido have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Marabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Marabito, our people make energy different.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD, calf or decaf.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla,
that's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including NYCM Insurance, Home Office, Edmiston, New York.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Harry and Billy back here at Suco in Oneonta. It's halftime. The Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Sponsored by Marabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Give them a call, 607-563-HEAT. This broadcast, a presentation of WCDO Sports, with rights granted by Section 4 of the New York State Public High School Athletic Association. Any rebroadcast or republication of any of this program without the written consent of Section 4 and WCDO is strictly prohibited. Well, is this living up to your expectations?
Absolutely. 18-17 game, and, you know, these two teams had two close matchups earlier on in the year, two games where Franklin won, but under 10 points, a 70-61 game, and then a 56-51 game. And defense has certainly has played a huge part in this game. We haven't seen too many second-chance points. Both teams doing a good job defensively rebounding the basketball, limiting their opponent's second-chance points. And as for Franklin, Jordan Beers, we all know she's the go-to player for them. Was able to make a couple shots in that first half, but they got to get her going a bit more if Franklin's going to get over the hump of this one-point deficit.
Well, if you happen to have been an all-day listener to WCDO, you happen to know that Harpersville ended up ending the season hopes of Unitigo, 60-36 was the final. It was a very interesting thing because when I walked in here, people are saying, that game's over already? Boy, it's just a few minutes after 2. Well, that game did fly along. This game, flying right along, too, as we have not had a whole lot of timeouts, and we have not had a whole lot of fouls. So as a result, whew, can you believe it? Well, if you can't, we certainly invite you to go back and listen to any of our archived broadcasts because every WCDO sportscast is available anytime you want it. All games are archived. All you have to do is go to WCDO at our website, click on Sports On Demand, and it'll take you right to the audio vault. You can pick any game that you want, and bingo, it's yours. And, of course, all games are being broadcast live via WCDOsports.com. And we want to welcome listeners today from, would you believe, Phoenix, Arizona. Well, they've checked in. Brunswick, Maine has checked in. We have listeners backing Franklin from the state of Alabama and backing Morris from the state of Virginia. Aberdeen, New Jersey has checked in, as has Washington, D.C. Scoring-wise, we've had a few.
Yep, Jordan Beers leading the way right now for the Franklin Purple Devils. She has 9 points for Franklin. Then it's 4 points for Marissa Colley, and then 2 points apiece for the freshman Mariah McNeely and the senior Kaylee Downen. Looking at things for the Morris Lady Mustangs, Amanda Flint, the senior point guard, leads the way with 6 points. And then we have 5 points for Haley Wist, 4 points for Chelsea Webster, and 3 for Alexis Forget.
Nobody is in very great foul trouble at this point. We have 3 team fouls for Franklin, singles on Jordan Beers, on Kristen Heidenreich, and on Marissa Colley. The only person with more than one foul for the Lady Mustangs is Kelsey Webster with a pair, and singles by McKenna Hungerford, Alexis Forget, and Haley Wist. You're listening to High School Hoops, playoff style, from Suco and Oneana on your station for sports, WCDO.
We're specialists in you, Robert Zeitkamp Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates.
We're here to see that you get the best loan at the right price for your budget. If you want a new car for your family or a newer truck for your business, come see us today and let's see if we can arrange a loan that fits your lifestyle and your wallet. There are a lot of reasons to buy a car or truck, but at our credit union, we're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
I'll bring it back. And then you... Harry and Billy back here at halftime at Alumni Fieldhouse, the Duar Arena. You going to be here tomorrow?
Tomorrow? I did actually see the advertisement.
So tell me about it.
Some orchestra.
Catskill Symphony Orchestra is going to be in here tomorrow, 4:00 in the afternoon. It's always one of their really festive events. Now do you know the rest of it? Irish program, and it's going to be Cherish the Ladies. Now it's very interesting because Cherish the Ladies has appeared in Morris High School twice.
Okay.
Very large audiences, and they have pretty good popularity over there, and I'm certain there will be a lot of people in town checking out Cherish the Ladies in the annual fundraiser for the Catskill Symphony Orchestra. That is in this sports palace tomorrow, pretty darn good acoustics in here. They have a lot of fun here. I have been to some of their things in the past, and I'm impressed that you know that. So the officials are back on the court. We also happen to have both teams back out on the court. 4 minutes and 17 seconds as we get ready to go. As we are in the Section 4 Class D Girls Contest featuring top-seeded Franklin against the Morris Mustangs. Morris leading it by a single point at halftime. 18-17 is the score. This game being brought to you by Bergen's Auto Service up in Franklin, by Hometown Pizza in Franklin, and we know they're listening up there. So if you're going in for a slice of pizza this afternoon, you're going to be hearing the game. You just jump out of the car and go on in right now. Also, Twin Valley Finished Lumber, a division of Quality Hardwoods, and, of course, by our good friends at Morabito Energy Products. Terry and Billy here with Saturday Afternoon Hoops, High School Hoops on your station for sports, WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Harry and Billy, we got about 2 minutes left until the tip-off in the third quarter. This game being brought to you by Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, who happens to wish the very best to all four schools in the games here this evening. By the National Bank of Delaware County in Franklin, by Huff Ice Cream in Sydney, and by Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center in Sydney. Well, Billy, we are getting there. 1 minute and a half left as the clock ticks down and we get ourselves ready to go. I told you it would be a good contest. You made mention of the fact before that it has always been a quick attack in the first quarter of the ball game and a 10-point lead, and, well, that isn't holding up. What do you make of it?
To be honest, Harry, I don't know too much, you know, because with this, first of all, it's tough to hear you in here with the amount of people. There, I mean, it's really awesome to see the amount of support that both of these programs are getting.
I can get around on the other side of the team so that you can read my lips, if that would
there
help.
There you go. That might help a little bit. But, no, I mean, this has been a great first half of basketball, a seesaw battle. Morris did what they've always done in the sectional play. They got out to that good start. They scored, I believe, the first 6 points of the game before Franklin even got on the scoreboard. So they did their job, and they had a three-point lead. But, you know, Franklin's not going to go down. They're the number one overall seed in Section 4 Class D, so they're not going to give up. They're also trying to go 20-0. So this is going to be a great next 16 minutes of basketball, no doubt.
Anything on tap for you on television side here in the next few days?
Not yet. Probably some baseball in the spring, but both of the basketball teams for Oneonta are done. So until baseball season, not too much on the TV side.
Yep. Well, it's going to be the Morris Mustangs inbounding the ball. There's the whistle. Here we go.
Franklin going from right to left in this third quarter. Both teams switching sides. Both teams with their starting five back on the floor. Alexis Forgett with a jumper from the right wing, rims in and out. Rebounded by Haley Downing. Looking up, Jordan Beers was looking all the way up to Marissa Cauley. And Morris with a near steal, but the Purple Devils get possession back. Beers gets a screen. Heidenreich was there on the offensive rebound, and she draws the foul.
Yeah.
She goes to the line for two.
Yeah, Amanda Flint came in, picks up her first, and this is going to be the first for the Morris Mustangs here in the second half.
And the first one from Heidenreich is off the mark. That one missed a bit right.
That's the first opportunity that Heidenreich has had to score. She was not able to get that foul shot.
Heidenreich 0 for 2 from the free throw line. And it will be Morris ball. So again, on the floor for Morris, it's Cauley, Downin, Heidenreich, McNeely, and Beers. And for the Mustangs, it's Webster, Wist, Flint, Forgett, and Hungerford. Flint, as usual, running the point for Morris. Ball over to Hungerford in the right corner. Turnover on Morris. Marissa Cauley keeping her dribble, and then she dribbles it off her foot out of bounds, and Cauley turns it right back over to the Mustangs.
She was not happy. She was very displeased with herself on that time. She dove. Jordan Beers comes over and slaps her, says, come on, kid, no problem. Here we go. And they'll go on defense. Who are they? The Franklin Purple Devils. Morris has the ball.
1 minute played so far in the second half. Still no score in this third quarter. It's Morris 18, Franklin 17. And Jordan Beers tips that ball out of bounds. Possession stays with Morris. There are 16 seconds on the shot clock.
Yeah, it was right into Coach Flint. Flint took the opportunity to talk to Alexis Forgett.
Ball over in the corner to Webster. Back to Wist. Wist dribbles and spins and goes up. No good. Hungerford with a shot. That's also no good. And it's rebounded by Downin. And Downin tangled up with Webster. And it goes out of bounds off the hand of Kelsey Webster. Franklin ball. Webster did a good job of not giving up on the play for Morris, but Downin and Beers and Cauley were there for Franklin, so yep. Webster not on the right side of the numbers game that time.
That gets to be a pile of bodies on the floor.
Jordan Beers keeping her dribble with the left hand and puts it up and in with the floater. Jordan Beers, that was all her on that offensive possession. And Coach Rhonda Flint calls a timeout for Morris. She was not happy with that defensive possession.
Yeah, Jordy Beers now has 4 field goals, 3 foul shots, give her 11 points in this ball game so far. Rich's Auto Body in Franklin welcomes all of the people up and down the valley to this broadcast. Also being brought to you by Egley Machine Company in Sydney. And we thank them for their support throughout the entire season. Valley Cafe in Morris, also a proud sponsor, especially of the Morris Mustangs. I drove by there this morning, and boy, cars all over the place. So they were having a busy morning. And also, it's Bejo's Plumbing and Heating in Harpersville.
30-second timeout is over for the Mustangs as Haley Wist inbounds the ball to Amanda Flint, who crosses half court. 6:15 to play in the third quarter. Franklin 19, Morris 18, and the Section 4 Class D girls final. There's a shot off the mark. Offensive rebound for the Mustangs as Haley Wist, the junior, was able to get on the glass for Morris and draw the foul.
Ooh, that time I'm going to have to wait for it to get flashed up. They're going to say it's number 24. That is Haley Downin picking up her first. Only the team fourth entirely in the entire game.
And Wist makes the first of two to tie this game up at 19 apiece with 6:06 showing in the third quarter. Both the Morris and Marathon teams have arrived at the Duar Arena as well as they take in this second half action. Their game again at 6 o'clock right here at the Duar Arena. Jordan Beers driving coast to coast, and there is a foul as McKenna Hungerford tried to step in and take a charge, and she instead will be called for the block near the left elbow.
And that will be the second one on Hungerford.
Marissa Cauley inbound to Jordan Beers. Beers a shot from the left wing. That's a three for Jordan Beers, and she takes it.
You know, that is the first three-pointer for the Purple Devils in this ballgame. Morris also has one. They're even up.
And there's a blocking foul on Franklin. Haley down and try to step in on Kelsey Webster, and that was a huge call. That could have been a charge on Webster in her third personal, but instead, it's a personal foul on Haley Downing. Forget will inbound it for the Mustangs. A near 5-second violation, but she gets it into Webster. Webster gets it back to Forget, and now it's back to Webster. Webster dumps it inside to Hungerford, and Hungerford goes up, and she draws the foul, so she too. Both teams seem to wanting to pound the ball down inside and pick up some fouls.
That's going to be on Melissa Cauley. That is her second. We have three officials working the game today, as in all playoff games. Usually throughout the season, there are only two.
At the free throw line is McKenna Hungerford, and she gets the friendly roll on the first. Checking in the game for Franklin is number 21, Paige Fairchild. She replaces Kristen Heidenreich.
Fairchild only an eighth grader.
And Fairchild did a good job, Harry, in that first half, getting rebounds, especially on the defensive side.
Second one by Hungerford is up and finds the bottom of the net.
22-21, Franklin leads. Beers calling out instructions for her teammates. Beers keeps her dribble right wing. Now she's in the corner, picks it up and skips it down, and Downing tries a three. No good, but it's rebounded by Marissa Cauley, and Cauley puts it up and in.
Oh, Cauley, that was sweet. She knew just what to do with the ball.
Franklin with a three-point lead, which I believe is their biggest lead of this game. Ball skips over to Webster. Back to Forget at the top of the key. Forget shot's no good. Wide left. Long rebound comes back to Forget. On the ground for Franklin is Mariah McNeely, and we have a drop ball between McNeely and Forget. And the possession arrow favors Franklin.
I'll tell you, the officiating team today right on this ball game, and they are making excellent calls. Jordan Beers with it for the Franklin Purple Devils.
Franklin up by three with possession, looking to increase this lead. Beers gets a screen by Fairchild, picks up her dribble, skips across. Now it's to Downing at the top of the key. Cauley will try a jumper. That one is short. Rebounded by Forget, but it slips off her fingertips, and it will go back to Franklin. So Forget had the rebound and just simply lost it out of play, and Franklin gets it back with a new 30-second shot clock.
Yeah, she was very disgusted at herself.
Ball skipped over to Fairchild. Now it's Cauley right side. Cauley is double-teamed. Cauley with a shot off the side of the backboard, and the officials say she is out of bounds. It will be Morris ball.
Well, I'll tell you, the listeners along the line can try to pick us out of the crowd because it's a noisy cheering section for the Mustangs right behind us.
Forget and Flint passing it back and forth. Now it's over to Webster. Webster on the left wing looked to get it inside to Haley Wist, and that goes off the foot of a Franklin player. And Morris will inbound underneath.
24-21 Franklin. 4:14 period number three here at Suco.
Forget gets it in, and Marissa Cauley with a near steal, but she can't keep it in play, and now Morris will inbound along the sideline. 4:12 to play, third quarter, still 14 seconds on the shot clock for the Lady Mustangs.
Webster looking for somebody to pass to.
And she got it into Forget at the top of the key. Forget is double-teamed. She picks up her dribble, dribbles again. Franklin wants a double dribble, but they won't get the call, and the Mustangs turn it over. Haley Downing was there for Franklin. Down and over to Beers. Beers spins. Keeps her dribble right side. Looks to get it over to Cauley. Cauley throws it up, trying to draw a foul. No call. These officials are really letting them play. And we have a pretty up-tempo play midway through this third quarter. 3:40 to play and counting. Franklin up by three. Now Morris wants to slow things down. Here is Forget with it. Down at the elbow to Haley Wist. Ball over to Flint now. Back to Wist. Wist's shot from the free throw line is no good, but McKenna Hungerford on the offensive rebound puts it up and in for two.
So 24-23. And the Purple Devils lead cut to a single point.
Jordan Beers takes her time, calls out the play. Ball on the left side to Fairchild. Now it's skipped over to McNeely on the right side. Nearly lost it out of bounds, but she gets it in, but she keeps it in play and finds her teammate, Marissa Cawley. And Cawley goes to the floor, and she draws the foul.
That may be on Webster. Yep, it is. That's going to be Kelsey Webster's third.
Exactly 3 minutes to play in the third quarter, and Kelsey Webster still on the floor with three fouls.
Yeah, so she has three fouls, but she's got 11 minutes. Look out. She bats the ball away, Billy.
She takes up her dribble as she crosses half court and gets it back to Amanda Flint, and Amanda Flint will just slow things down. Flint takes a couple of dribbles in, looks to get it over to Hungerford, and there's a kickball again on Franklin. There's been a few kickballs on Franklin in this third quarter. And Forger will inbound underneath with 17 to go on the shot clock. Wiss with a jumper from just inside the free throw line. Off the back rim, no good. Hungerford tries to put it back, and that one's blocked. But the block comes back out to the hands of Kelsey Webster.
Very alert play that time by Hungerford.
Ball on the right side to Hungerford. Skips to Flint. Over to Webster, left wing. That's a 15-footer. That one's short. Rebounded by Jordan Beers. Look out, Franklin might have numbers here. Jordan Beers gets around one defender, lays it up and in, and one, Jordan Beers. Jordan Beers on the left side was able to go up and under with her right hand. She went down hard, but gets right back up, and Franklin back up by three, 26-23, and now a full timeout on the floor called by Franklin.
Yeah.
16 to play, third quarter, Franklin 26, Morris 23.
Yeah, and Haley Wiss has picked up her second foul. As we have a pause in the action, Dawn's Deli up in Franklin, one of the proud sponsors of this game today. Also, our fine friends at NBT Bank, the C.H. Landers Funeral Home of Sydney, and the Amphenol Corporation, following sports all season long, right here on your station for sports. It's High School Hoops on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCD.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, you can say it Harry or Billy, or you can say it Billy and Harry. 2 minutes and 16 seconds left. Period number three. Class D, Section 4 championship game in the girls' division. 3-point lead for Franklin, and at the foul line, Jordan Beers.
Jordan Beers looks to convert the old-fashioned 3-point play, and the free throw is no good. Too much on that one off the back rim, and it's rebounded by Moore. Amanda Flint running the point guard for the Mustangs. Ball over to Forget. Now it's over to Webster in the left corner. Skips across the top of the key to Forget, and Forget turns it over. Ball up to Jordan Beers. Beers goes up and finishes with the left hand, and Franklin up by five, 28-23.
Yeah, wisely. Beers was out in front of the pack that time, so rather than try to go in for the basketball and commit the foul, the Morris Mustangs just backed off.
Franklin crowd has gotten louder as this third quarter has rolled along. Webster over to Forget. Forget for three from the top of the key. That one rims in and out, and it's out of bounds off of Morris Franklin's possession.
One thing that you watch the Morris Mustangs do so well, Coach Flint has them very disciplined, and they do their passes. Bing, bing, bing. And then they'll get it off in the near corner over here, and there will be the shot. But it's always after three or four passes.
Jordan Beers keeps her dribble. Now she's on the left side. Beers with a floater, rims in and out. Good shot by Beers, just didn't get the friendly touch on it.
Yeah, and it's grabbed down by Kelsey Webster.
Webster over to Wiss. Wiss skips it across to Flint. Now it's Forget. Ball back to Flint. Flint steps in, kicks it over to Hungerford in the right corner. Now it's Forget. 10 on the shot clock, and Forget puts up a shot and draws the foul.
See what I'm talking about? All the passes, bing, bing, bing. It just kept going around. I think Paige Fairchild picks up her first personal.
Two shots for Alexis Forget.
So Forget, who knocked down a three-pointer in the first half, has an opportunity to pick up a couple points here from the free throw line, but that first free throw is wide left. 52.1 seconds remaining in the third quarter.
That'll drive any coach crazy when you miss the charity stripe ones.
And Forge is 0 for 2 from the stripe, rebounded by Marissa Cauley. Cauley gets it up to Beers. Beers finds Cauley. Cauley inside gets a lot of contact, and she will shoot two.
Now, so they're going to say it's Amanda Flint picking up the foul. I couldn't see in the mass of humanity over there who did get that one. That's going to be the second one on Amanda Flint. And they're going to have Marissa Cauley, a junior. She has 6 points in this ball game already. And she goes to the foul line.
.8 remaining in the third quarter. Cauley shooting two, and the first one is off to the right. And Lexi Bookout will check in for Morris. She replaces Amanda Flint, and there is a Franklin player at the check-in table waiting to check in for Marissa Cauley, who is shooting the second free throw.
So Cauley taking her time at that line.
And the second free throw is in and out. And it will be Franklin ball out of bounds off Morris.
Coming in, it's going to be Mara Stalter. Mara Statler coming in. It's a bad thing I do if I listen across the way to PA announcer John Horn. If he mispronounces it, I will.
Ball inbounded, it's Jordan Beers. Beers with a three, and she gets it to go. Jordan Beers speeding up in this third quarter. She's knocked down a couple of threes in this period, and Morris leads by eight, their largest lead this afternoon.
Franklin leads by eight. That is their absolutely biggest lead of the day.
Webster back to Bookout. Bookout dribbles, and she is called for the travel. Lexi Bookout, fresh off the bench, turns the ball over, and Franklin gets it back with an 8-point lead. The shot clock is turned off.
Yeah, only 6 points scored by Morris this quarter.
7 seconds to go. Beers dribbling left, keeps her footing, looks inside. That one's turned over. It's Kelsey Webster. Webster with a shot from half court, but it's partially blocked, and that will not even get close to the rim. And that third quarter favored Franklin. They lead it 31-23. You're listening to high school basketball. It's the Section 4 Class C Girls Final on the Tri-County Heartbeat WCDO.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry and Billy back here at a very noisy Dwyer Arena at Suco and Oneonta. This game being brought to you by Roberts Eye Care, by Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney, by Roma Restaurants of Morris, Sydney, and Oxford, and by Amerigas. That quarter saw Franklin outscore the Morris Mustangs 14-5.
And Kelsey Webster goes for a shot, and that one was blocked by Cauley. Fast break for Franklin the other way, but Mariah McNeely is called for a travel, and the ball goes back to Morris. On the floor for Franklin, it's Jordan Beers, Mariah McNeely, Marissa Cauley, the eighth grader Paige Fairchild, and Haley Downen. For Morris, they have Amanda Flint, Haley Wisp, Kelsey Webster, Alexis Forgett, and McKenna Hungerford, their starting five.
You do that well.
Near a turnover for the Mustangs, but the ball comes back to Hungerford. Forgett skips it across to Webster on the left wing. She shoots that one off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Jordan Beers. Beers with two teammates. Passes it off to Fairchild, who lays it up and in, and it's a double-digit Franklin lead.
That's the first 2 points for the eighth grader, Paige Fairchild.
Morris looks to push the tempo. Here's Kelsey Webster. She drives on the left side, and she picks up the foul, or she draws the foul, rather, on 21, Paige Fairchild. And they are calling that on the ground, so it will just be an inbound for the Mustangs from the baseline.
Yeah, that's her second personal.
Forge it down inside, goes up with the right hand off the rim, rebounded and out of bounds off of Morris. Franklin ball, 6:55 to play in the fourth quarter, 33-23 Franklin. Time slowly ticking away for the Lady Mustangs.
The winner of this ball game will go up against Oriskany. That game will be right here at SUNY Oneonta coming up next Saturday.
Fairchild on the left side. That one's no good. Jordan Beers on the rebound. That one is short. And then Cauley steps in and draws the foul. So two offensive rebounds for the Purple Devils, keeping things alive for them. And Cauley goes back to the line for two more free throws.
Is that 15? Yeah. And Forgett, that is now her second.
And a timeout on the floor called by Morris. It's 33-23 Franklin with 6:33 to go in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, these teams are pretty much even up on fouls. If we look at it right now, there are six fouls in there for the Morris Mustangs. Team fouls, five in this half for Franklin. Well, don't you wish you'd been home this weekend?
Not at all.
Well, I can tell you, there's the... We talk about high schools and the crazy things that high schools do up at South Glens Falls this weekend. 28-hour dance marathon. Now, don't you think that should be something for you?
I don't know about all that.
you're past that high school partying time? Over the 35 years that South Glens Falls High has had this event, they've raised $3.15 million for various charities in the community. Tip of the hat to the Glens Falls, or South Glens Falls, high school crew. So we have a pause in the action momentarily. The fans are whooping it up just a little bit. Both teams come back out onto the court and listen to the crowd.
So there's 6:33 to go. Marissa Cauley at the free throw line shooting two for Franklin.
This will be her first field goal or foul shot attempt this half. And she makes it, Billy. She missed two in the first half. Now she has the opportunity to even up her time at the foul line.
Cauley's second shot is up, and that one is short. Cauley has a high arcing shot from the free throw line, but the second one was short, but she did get one of two, and it's a 34-23 lead for Franklin. And Jordan Beers steals that ball away for the Purple Devils. Beers driving with the left hand, it finishes, and it's 36-23. Jordan Beers has really turned things up in the second half. She's been able to knock down some perimeter jump shots, especially from behind the three-point line, and pick up some steals and easy buckets on the other end.
Yeah, they shut her down in the first quarter, but she has 23 points so far in this ballgame.
which is the same total that the Morris team has. There's a jump ball as Alexis Forger looked to drive the lane, and she got tangled up with a Franklin player, and it's a jump ball, and the possession arrow gives the ball back to the Lady Devils. Under 6 minutes to go, Franklin up by 13.
And we were talking before the game with one of the fans, and they made mention of the fact that Jordan Beers had outscored the entire team for their opponents in that particular playoff game.
Beers on the right side gets it to Cauley at the elbow. Cauley throws it up off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Hungerford. And here's Amanda Flint. Flint has to push the tempo for Morris. And that one is out of bounds. It's knocked away by the freshman for Franklin, Mariah McNeely. And possession stays with Morris.
Yeah, we're getting near the midway point of the final quarter. The second half has not been polite to Morris. They've scored only 5 points in the entire second half.
Haley West inside gets that one to go. And there's a steal off the inbound for Kelsey Webster, and Webster's shot is no good. Good thought by Kelsey Webster. She stole the inbound and tried to steal 2 points for the Mustangs. That could have been a huge point swing for them. But now it's back in the hands of Jordan Beers for Franklin, and she takes her time getting up the court.
Yeah, she just slowly gives everybody time to catch their breath, and now she comes up and tries one from the far corner.
Beers from three in the left corner. That one is short. Rebounded by the Mustangs. Ball out to Webster. Webster, a shot from the right wing. That one is short. Rebounded by Jordan Beers. Beers tries to dribble through traffic. She loses the ball. Morris with the ball. And a foul. No, they're calling a timeout.
Nope, they're calling it a foul. Yeah. That's one of those coaching tricks where the coach will come in and try to call the timeout when they see the player on the floor in trouble. This time they didn't buy it. They are going to take the timeout, but the foul will still be the third foul in this ball game, and I believe that's against Haley Downing, wasn't it? I believe it was on number 24. We'll wait and see. Anyway, we've got a pause in the action. You're listening to High School Hoops on a Saturday afternoon. As if you had nothing better to do, folks. Stay right here on your station for sports, WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Harry and Billy, Saturday at Suco.
Morris with possession. They have 15 on the shot clock. Flint will try a long shot. That's a long two. Amanda Flint had her foot on the line.
Boy, that's eight for her now.
36-27, Franklin advantage. 4 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Marissa Cauley with an easy layup on the right side. And Franklin increases their lead. It's back to 11.
Yep. And she's up to nine. So every time Morris gains two.
Forget for three. Too strong on that one. Rebounded by Jordan Beers. Beers gets across half court, gets around all the defenders and lays it up and in with the right hand. Jordan Beers did it all herself that time. Got the rebound, weaved away around several Morris defenders, lays it up and in. 40-27 Franklin with 3:37 to go.
I'll tell you what, one of the things that if you think this gym is noisy today, you wait until next Saturday when they're going to have Franklin coming in here and playing some of the opponents that they play, and we already know that they're going to be a-risking. Okay, so big deal. You don't think too much of it. The Class C game is going to be Harpersville against Cooperstown, and let me tell you, Cooperstown will be hanging the fans off the rafters. It's going to be that big a game. Well, we want to thank all of the folks who have made these broadcasts possible throughout the entire season. Dolores Fogarty, her law office down in Unadilla. We want to thank also Shendello Federal Credit Union up in Franklin, Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, and Butler Auto Sales throughout the year. time and time again in football, in soccer, in basketball. Butler Auto Sales of Sydney has always been there. Both teams coming back out onto the court. 3:37, all there is left in this ball game. 40-27 is our score. The Franklin Purple Devils on top.
And Amanda Flint brings it up the court for the Mustangs, who trail by 13, 3:30 to play. Ball over to Webster, left side. Webster takes a dribble in, takes a shot. That one misses a little bit, and then it's rebounded by Forgett, and Forgett is blocked by Cauley. Cauley gets it up to Beers quickly. Beers looks to drive again, and Beers draws the foul, and she goes back to the free throw line. Jordan Beers has been spectacular in transition, especially in the second half for Franklin.
Yeah. They're going to say that one is going to be on number four, Haley Wiss picking up her third. Yeah, I made mention before, they contained Beers in the first half. But, boy, she ripped loose toward the end of the second half. And then toward the end of the second quarter, and then in the second half, she's just been a one-man show.
Beers missed the first, but she makes the second. And it's a 41-27 Franklin lead. A little over 3 minutes remaining in regulation. Haley Wist takes a shot from the elbow and gets it to go. A tough shot for Haley Wist. She had a defender right in her face but was able to knock it down. A near steal for the Mustangs as they are showing full court pressure. And Franklin turns it over as Haley Downard was looking up for Paige Fairchild and threw it up and over her head and out of bounds. And Coach Mike Dutcher just telling his team to settle down.
Yeah.
As Morris has to put the pressure on defensively to try to force those turnovers.
He absolutely doesn't want to see this one get away because one more score and you're down to a 10-point ball game. Anytime you're within 10, you sort of feel, well, maybe there's hope. When you're up in 20, you know, there's no hope at all. So be it. Coming up at 6 o'clock this evening, we're going to have game number 2 of our Class D playoff doubleheader, the boys coming in. It'll be the Marathon Olympians taking on the Morris Mustang boys. And this place is rocking now. It'll be rocking them too. So it will be Haley Wist who'll step out of bounds to inbound it for the Lady Mustangs.
And she inbounds it up to Amanda Flint. Ball in the right corner to McKenna Hungerford. And that is a kick ball on the Purple Devils, so it's Franklin or Morris ball, with 24 on the shot clock, 2:52 remaining in regulation. Webster on the left side goes up, draws contact and the foul. Haley Downing was trying to get the charge, but instead she's called for the block.
Yep, it is going to be the third one on the senior for the Purple Devils. Team 7, that means that Kelsey Webster goes to the foul line, shooting 1-1.
Webster makes the first, she will get a second. Down, and I believe, Harry, when we were covering the soccer, the goalie for them on her way to Binghamton University in the fall, as Webster misses the second free throw, and that ball comes out to Jordan Beers, and Jordan Beers crosses half court, she's all alone, and she draws a foul back to the line as Haley Wist fouls her from behind with 2:43 to go. Jordan Beers has just found these small gaps and is able to find her way through the Morris defense and create transition opportunities for Franklin.
Yeah, Wist is up to 4 fouls now. 2 minutes 43 seconds as Beers puts one up, puts one through. She has a bundle.
Jordan Beers makes the first free throw, and she also makes the second. 28 points for the junior, Jordan Beers.
She has a bunch of them.
Kelsey Webster looks to drive, and there's a blocking foul. And it will be 1-1 again. The foul is going to be on Franklin's number...
Oh, it's going to say... It was
21.
21, okay. I was going to say, I'm looking for number 11, and it wasn't there. This is going to be Paige Fairchild's third foul. Webster hits the bottom of the bucket.
43-31 the score after Webster knocks down the front end of the 1-1.
We look at people in foul trouble. Wisp has four. Kelsey Webster has three.
Webster makes both. Jordan Beers, a home run pass to Paige Fairchild, who is wide open, but Fairchild can't make the layup. Cauley throws it up. That one's no good. Another offensive rebound for Mariah McNeely, and that shot is no good. And then it goes out of bounds off of Morris, and the ball will stay with Franklin.
Yeah, Kelsey Webster that time was concentrating on the ball and ran right into Alexis Forgett, and as a result, the ball goes out of bounds. Both of those players very upset with themselves for their little collision.
Cauley inbounds to McNeely. McNeely gets it to Beers. Beers, left-handed dribble, goes up with the left, and she draws the foul again back to the free-throw line. It's either way, it's either a 1-1 or two shots, depending upon if they call that one on the floor or not. They do call that foul on the floor, so it's 1-1 for Beers. And with that foul on Haley Wisp, she is out of the game with five personal fouls.
So Wisp, the only person that we had with four fouls, I have a bunch of them with three, Downen and Fairchild for Franklin, and as we mentioned earlier, Kelsey Webster has three for the Mustangs.
Beers shooting 1-1, and she switches home the first, so she will get another one, and she is 1 point shy of numero 30.
Yeah. I did not keep the kind of book that will say how many of those are second half, but I'll tell you, she didn't have a whole bunch in the first half.
Beers makes the second free throw. She has an even 30 points on the afternoon. Webster with a shot for Morris. That one is short. Rebounded by Haley Downen, and she gets it over to Beers the other way. Under 2 minutes to play in regulation. Beers over to Heidenreich. Heidenreich with a little five-footer. That one misses, and it's rebounded by Morris. Webster looks to push for the Lady Mustangs. Top of the key, kicks it over to the right side to Flint. Flint gets it back to Webster. Webster, that shot is off the mark. That was an air ball, and it's rebounded by Downen. Downen passes it back to Beers. 90 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. 45-32, Franklin leads this one. Five on the shot clock for Jordan Beers, and there's a foul along the baseline.
Now that may have been on number 15, Alexis Forgett. And I believe that's who they'll say it's on. Yep, there's the signal. That's her third.
Fouls on Alexis Forgett, and that's the 10th team foul, so it will be two shots for Beers, who can add to her total this afternoon.
31.
And now a slew of subs for Morris as Coach Rhonda Flint is emptying her bench.
You'll probably see a number of substitutes coming in for the Purple Devils as Coach Mike Dutcher wants to make sure that he gets as many of his kids with a little bit of playing time, too. So we're going to have Mara Statler back in the ballgame.
Tessa Hitchcock and Alexis Joy check in for Morris as Beers takes the second free throw. She's up to 32. 15-point Franklin lead. Webster gets it back to Jenna Turner, who's also checked back in the game. There's a shot on the right side for Alexis Joy, and it's out of bounds off of Franklin. Morris ball.
Boy, you look at Kelsey Webster, who has played so hard in this ball game, and she is so frustrated that the score shows 47-32. Her team, the Morris Mustangs, behind by 15.
Jump ball is called with 1:06 to go, and possession stays with Morris. And the Franklin crowd, who is across the gym from us, is getting fired up. They have somebody running across to the flag trying to get the crowd up and at it as they are 1 minute away from a sectional title.
I don't think they have to work too hard to get the crowd fired up. Steal by Kelsey Webster. She'll go to the hoop on the left side and pick up two.
Webster lays it in, and that's back to a 13-point game. Cauley inbounds it to Jordan Beers. Webster playing aggressive D on her, but she does have
Now, three.
No, that's her fourth foul now.
Yeah, she just simply gave that foul. There was no... there was no denying it. I don't think Jordan Beers is worrying too much about making this one. She has 32 points. If she gets this one and the next one, and she'll have as many as the entire Morris team. Bingo on the first. She'll have another. 43.6 seconds showing on the clock. Sophomore Bridget Colburn coming into the ball game, as is Allison DiStefano, another sophomore, both for Coach Flint's Morris Mustangs.
Beers, that free throw is no good, and that is out of bounds off of the Mustangs, so it will stay with Franklin. And Jordan Beers checked out of this game, and she will get a well-deserved standing ovation from the Franklin crowd as she checks out for the afternoon. 33 points for the junior, and Franklin is 41 seconds away from a sectional title and on their way to the state tournament. There's a shot from Lindsey Hike, that one off the top of the backboard, and it comes down to Morris. There's a three-second differential between the shot clock and game clock. There's a three-pointer. That one's good for Jenna Turner.
So Jenna Turner getting something to be really psyched about. A three-pointer. She's a senior.
Jessica down and takes it up for Franklin. Coach Dutcher just telling her to slow it down. Shot clock is off. There's a three, and that one's good for Carrie Schmidt.
Oh, man. Carrie Schmidt, a junior, gets a three-pointer. And time will run out. It's 51-37.
And Franklin has won a sectional title. They, for the first time in program history, they take home the Section 4 Class B title, and they are on to the state tournament. They already know their opponent, as you stated, Harry, and they look to represent Section 4 in the New York State Girls Basketball Tournament.
This ball game was 18-17, Morris leading at the half. 14 points scored by the Purple Devils in period number 3, 20 in period number 4, and that made all the difference in the world right there. High school hoops, Saturday afternoon style, on your station for sports, WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat?
Vanilla. That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, Harry and Billy back here at Duar Arena on the campus of the State University College at Oneonta, New York. Oh, so we have seen ourselves a barn burner. 51-37 is our final, and they're now presenting the runner-up trophies to the Morris Mustangs.
Yeah, tough game for them. Some of the players emotional, and it really was a great year for them. You know, for them to go this far and make it to where they did as a 7th seed, to me, in my mind, that's pretty impressive, Harry, to get all the way to the sectional final as a team that some other teams might have overlooked them because of their seeding, but they did a great job just to get here, and they played Franklin hard today. As you said, they had the lead after the first quarter. They had the lead at halftime, but it was just too much Jordan Beers in the second half for Franklin. Morris has nothing to hang their heads about. It was a great year for this girls' program.
Well, you don't say that the Morris Mustangs had scoring power today. They didn't. Haley Witt had 10 points. She was the only person in double figures. Kelsey Webster had 9. Amanda Flint, 8. McKenna Hungerford, 4. And then 3 apiece for Jenna Turner and Alexis Forgett. They had the 2 3-pointers for the Morris Mustangs. Well, I don't know if I can say this in reverse order. 2 apiece for Mariah, the freshman, Mariah McNeely, and Paige Fairchild, the 8th grader, and Haley Downing, the senior, each with 2. 3 points for Kara Schmidt. 9 points for Marissa Cauley. Who do you think our leading scorer was?
A no-brainer there.
Number 23, Jordan Beers, 33 points. Well, our post-game show is being brought to you by the fine folks at Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At Mang Insurance, we insure your lives. Probably the only award winner that might have any suspense might be the dynamic defense player, and we'll let you announce that.
Yeah, you gave me that call, and I went with Marissa Cauley. I thought she played extremely well for Franklin down inside. She was able to pick up a lot of rebounds, both offensively and defensively, and she came up with a lot of timely blocks as well. So that's going to be big for her. We all know Harry, the best player on this team for Franklin is Jordan Beers, but these role players are going to be vital for Franklin if we're going to make a run in the state tournament, and Marissa Cauley is certainly one of those role players that will need to play well for Franklin to make a run in the state tournament.
One of the things that you want to look at as this Franklin Purple Devils team is losing 3 seniors, Lindsay Height, Haley Downing, and Kristen Heidenreich. Everybody else is coming back. So when you look at the people that are coming back, there are going to be 3 of the 5 starters. And when you look at some of the young material that's coming up, what can you say? We talked about NBT Bank putting customers first every single day and happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years. Member FDIC. They tip their hat to the outstanding offensive player, and I think without any surprise, it is going to be Mike Dutcher's star, Jordan Beers. And it's Mike Dutcher out in front of us right now getting the big plaque and having the plaque held up in the air and listening to the team cheer. Fans cheer. Everybody's happy. Well, everybody on that side of the gym is happy. The fans behind us, the Morris Mustangs, they're not going to be going anywhere because there's another game coming up in a little bit. What are we, about 5:30 if I look across the clock? So it will be the Marathon Olympians and the Morris Mustangs coming up after everybody here takes pictures. So while they're doing the picture taking, Billy and I will refresh ourselves and get the new paperwork in order, and we'll be back in just a bit. You're listening to your station for sports. As we have said all season long, thank you ever so much for lending us your ears. For Harry and Billy, good night, everybody.